Oh, we feed off each other. No, that's for sure. You know, you can always tell. This, you know, when someone makes a play, the stadium gets going, and the momentum starts swinging, and you know, it's a great thing. You know, and I say it all the time, but I'm glad they took him first. You know, I'm glad he's on my team, and you know, I'm glad that we can, you know, help lead this team together. You know, it's really fun. Well, you know, obviously, yeah, if you look at it that way, yeah. But in our heads and on offense, we're like, man, we are shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, you know, we feel like we can move the ball. We feel like we can make a lot of plays. And, you know, I think that that's just the confidence and the belief we have in each other is just, you know, we expect to go out there and score points, obviously, just like everyone in the NFL does. But, you know, when things were going bad, we're just like, guys, just stay the course, because if we just make the plays we're supposed to make, you know, we can score a lot of points. Yeah, I definitely think that that helped us. You know, I think that, you know, that just takes me, that always takes me back to my college days. You know, we were up on the ball within, you know, 5 seconds of it being spotted every time, you know, and just putting pressure on that way. You know, it's just another tool in our toolbox that we have that we can use, you know, and it's so cool that, you know, we can use that as a weapon. And, you know, whether we need it sometimes, whether we don't need it, you know, so there's been games we haven't used it once, but, you know, sometimes if we need to go to it, we can go to it, and it's nice to have. Yeah, we have a good group. We have a lot of talk that goes on. A lot of communication goes on in the huddle, you know, which is awesome, because I love to communicate. I love to talk about what's going on in the situations and all that. But, you know, when the momentum is starting to build, you know, I try and get everybody to just, hey, take a deep breath. Everyone's excited because Khalil made another splash play or something like that. And I just, hey, take a deep breath. Let's make sure that we're, you know, assignment sound. You know, let's make sure we don't forget the little details, you know, with our mind being on, you know, the big play that just happened.
What does it mean for you guys now to have 10 wins going into a short week playing in Kansas City?
I'm sorry, what was the first thing you said?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It feels good, obviously, you know, to get the 10th win. Never done that. You know, I've never won more than 7, so that definitely feels a lot better. You know, we know that in our division we just have to keep winning, you know. You know, Kansas City, Denver, San Diego, everybody's so good, you know, that we're not focused on, you know, what game it is or how many wins we have. We're focused that, you know, Kansas City is next, and, you know, we obviously know the tough test that is. We need to go, you know, compete and get a win there. No, it was easy.
Does that change the playbook at all, or change anything in the offense?
No, thank you.
Going into the half, you guys have 30 seconds left. You're at your own, I think it's about the 20-yard line. You go down there and get that field goal. How big was that? And is there a time earlier in your career where you maybe just sit on the ball with 30 seconds left going into the half?
You know, I don't know. You know, that's, you know, I think that was a big deal for us. You know, it's nice to have the Polish cannon on our side. You know, we know that if we can get him past the 50, we always got a shot, you know, and he always tells me that. And, you know, Coop did a good job of making a big play. Crab made a nice one. I felt bad because I had to get him hit, but, you know, we kind of needed the yards. And, you know, he made a good play. And then Latavius on those two runs that he had after the little checkdowns. Those are big plays to get down there. And I don't know, you know, the past or anything like that. I just know that Coach Del Rio has faith in us. You know, usually you look up at the clock and you see a lot of people take a knee in that situation, but I'm just thankful that, you know, even backed up to where we were, he said, "No, man, go, you know, let's go get some points." And, you know, it just builds confidence and belief in the team, you know, and in the players. It really does. Yeah. You know, we had to stop making, you know, dumb penalties. You know, we had to, you know, make sure that, you know, it goes back to basics for us. You know, whenever things aren't clicking, it's like, hey, man, you know, Derek, make sure you're accurate. You know, Tay, hit the runs. O-line, make sure we're assignment sound. Receivers, make sure we're, you know, running the routes at the right depth and things like that. That's where we go. We go back to basics, and it's just like, you know, we can make plays, guys. We're doing everything fine, but, hey, let's maybe it's another focus. Maybe it's, you know, let's shift our thought, you know, on what we really need to do. You know, I don't know what it is for each guy, but, you know, everyone has their little thing of just, hey, let's refocus and just make sure that we go out there and do what we're capable of doing.
Derek, you obviously wanted to be good in every quarter, every half, but is this a better offense in the second half? For particular reason, are you a better quarterback in the second half?
Oh, no, man, I'm the same guy all the time. You know, I don't want to be, you know, put into two separate things, man. I try and be the same dude all the time, to be honest. You know, we can watch the film and see that, you know, we're really close to having 21 points in the first half, and, you know, we're not having that conversation. So I wouldn't look too much into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got 10 games, a quarter of the season to go, you already got 10 wins.
Yeah.
You know, the fan base can look at it and say, yeah, the championship might come through Oakland. Hmm. You guys can't afford to look at it that way?
Yeah, you already know. I see your smile. Yeah, I see your smile. No, but it's an exciting time, man. I can't lie about it. It's an exciting time in Oakland. It is. For our fans, it's really exciting. You know, look how many people are in here now. You know, I remember my rookie year, it didn't look like this. You know, so it's definitely fun times. We've come a long way, as everyone here knows, has been with us. We've come a long way, so we're enjoying it. We're very thankful. But at the same time, we don't talk about, you know, it goes through us or anything like that. You know, we still have yet to do anything. You know, we're just playing regular season football right now, and so hopefully we'll just keep stacking up wins and put ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, Aaron, talked about keeping guys calm when there's a big play made.
Yeah.
How tough is it to keep guys calm, keep guys focused when you're down
24-9? Yeah. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy because we have such a good group. I could see if we didn't have a good group, it'd be like pulling teeth, you know, honestly. But everybody, you know, I can speak offensively. I'm sure it's the same way on the other side. Everyone on our side of the ball always believes that we can go score points, you know, because we've done it against some of the best teams this league has really ever seen. And so we always have that belief and faith in one another that, you know, if we just do our job, you know, it's only a matter of time. You know, it's only a matter of time before someone makes that play or, you know, we hit that big play or big run. And so, you know, I think that a lot of the credit just goes to the character of the guys in our room. And that goes from, you know, that starts with, you know, Reggie, you know, and, you know, Coach Del Rio bringing in guys that, you know, have that same mindset.
Derek, do you keep your two fingers taped together all the time, or do you just forget to take off the tape after the game?
No, I taped them together so you'd ask.
What's the answer?
To what? If I feel like it.
Is it because it would hurt if you didn't have tape together?
No pain. It's great. I'm off the injury report, so I really don't know what you're talking about. It's more of a fashion statement. It matches my...
That's what I was trying to say. It's
a fashion statement. Okay. Are you good with that?
Absolutely brilliant.
I'm good. It really didn't. If I missed a throw, it was just because of me. You know, to be honest, they took me off the injury report for a reason. You know, it didn't. It was not affecting me at all. Just leaving it taped, just precautionary. You know, just to be safe.
Hey, Derek, you were growing up. Who was your favorite comeback quarterback to watch?
You guys know I love Brett Favre. You know, I love watching Brett Favre play. It's really just the excitement he played with, and I just try and. When I leave this game someday, you know, no one will ever say he didn't play with passion, you know, and that's something that I always got when I watch, you know, Brett Favre play, is he played passionately, he loved his teammates, and, you know, that's something that, you know, hopefully they'll say about me when I'm done. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. It's the most important thing to me. It's why it kept me grounded. It kept me focused when we weren't very good at football, you know, honestly. You know, I've seen a lot of people, obviously, in my 3 years here. They go through a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and they have no foundation. And I'm just thankful that, you know, I have a foundation that I can always rely on. And I'm never ashamed of that. And, you know, I'm very thankful for it, and it's why I'm here today. It really is. That's the only reason. Oh, sorry, I didn't answer. Yeah. And my brother, obviously, helped me with the mental side of the game. You know, the number one thing he always told me is you got to protect yourself for obvious reasons, right? You know, sometimes he didn't really have a choice, but, you know, that's the number one thing is he always taught me how to pick up blitzes and understand that stuff. You're welcome.
There was one drive on Seth and Michael both failed to catch passes that I'm sure they think they should have caught.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's you know, it's just one of those things. Like, dang, you know, it's just like when I miss a throw, it's like, man, that was a huge opportunity. And the cool thing about our team is like no one's ever pointing fingers. No one's ever like, you should have made that play or anything like that. I mean, you guys know. I think there was a time this year where maybe Seth dropped one and they ended up catching the game winner right after that. You know, there's no there's no doubt in my decision making, you know, meaning, you know, there's no doubt that I'm going to come back to him. You know, there's no doubt in my mind, no hesitation that I'm going to keep trying to feed him the ball. So, you know, I think that, like I said before, we have a great group of guys that have been brought in here that, you know, they understand the game. They understand everyone messes up, and they understand that we still rely on each other, and, you know, we got each other's back. Yeah, man, Bakersfield Christian, go Eagles, Bakersfield Christian Eagles. You know, they won their, you know, Valley Championship. I remember winning mine back in the Fog Bowl in Corcoran. I'm really proud of them, man. You know, I'm really proud of them. I'm thankful, you know, that they keep me, you know, in the loop. You know, they keep me in the loop, and they have me on the program as the hype man. So I'm thankful to be on that coaching staff as well. Hopefully they send me a ring, though. You know, that's the main thing. But, you know, they're going on, man. Hopefully they win state, too. Yep.
If you're a neutral observer, you have a vote. Who are you voting for?
You know I'm voting for Khalil. I never vote for myself for anything. I'm voting for Khalil. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think, you know, I remember playing basketball when you'd shoot a shot and you'd feel like, man, I can't miss. You know, the basket's 3 feet, you know, wide right now. And all of that came down to all the hours you put in the gym, all the hours, I sat there with my dad rebounding, throwing me passes, jump shot after jump shot. And that's the same thing with our team, is we put so much time in. There's so many guys on this team. When team meeting says, whatever, 8 o'clock, there's guys meeting on their own together, at 7 o'clock. You know, there's guys meeting on their own at 6 o'clock. That is why you can go out there and, you know, be confident, even when it's not going well, to be honest. I don't think that there's anything like, you know, just magical, you know, that, you know, you're just in the zone and it's just working, you know. I really do believe that hard work pays off. You know, that's what got me here, and that's what I'm going to continue to believe.
Thank you, guys. I asked Amari if 29-0 run feels like a basketball run. It feels like maybe what the Warriors do. He says, I don't watch basketball, I don't know. I know you do.
Yeah.
Did it feel a little bit like
that? I would say it feels like what the Lakers deal do. that's a jab at Steph for wearing a Panthers jersey in our stadium. I'm just kidding, man. He's a great dude. But, yeah, they go on those runs, man, and, you know, that's kind of what it felt like, you know, when you're scoring points and the defense is making stops, you know, lucky for me, you know, I only have to do it on one end. You know, they have to do it on both. But it felt good, man. It felt like it did have that feel to it, like a basketball game. But, man, I'm just thankful we won.
Thank you.